Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Commission split on support for BWXT TRISO project. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette City Council may be endorsing BWXT's proposal for a TRISO fuel fabrication plant, but Campbell County Commissioners won't be signing a joint letter of support. The Gillette News Record reported BWXT has applied for the $100 million in large energy project matching funds through the Wyoming Energy Authority, which has recommended approval. Governor Mark Gordon will make the final decision. The company plans to invest an additional $473 million if the project moves forward. At a county director's meeting last week, several commissioners said that they were uncomfortable with the city's support letter. Commissioner Kelly McCreary argued it appeared to favor nuclear energy over coal, oil, and gas, industries that help fund the program. Commissioner Jerry Means objected to being asked to sign on after the fact, and Commissioner Bob Jordan said it was misleading to frame the grant as money going to the county rather than a private company. Commissioner Scott Clem noted he wouldn't have created the program, but said if state dollars are available, he'd rather see them returned to Campbell County. Commissioner Jim Ford said he supports energy development and will send his own letter individually. Commissioners emphasized that BWXT has been open and engaged with the community, even as the board opts out of a unified endorsement. Wyoming EMS faces funding gaps, short staffing, and dangerous conditions. Campbell County Health Ambulance Director Shane Kirsch still remembers a nightmare day in 2018 when an ambulance transporting a patient to Billings lost a wheel on I-90 and the crew later hit a deer in their rental car on the way home. He says it's a fitting picture of the challenges facing Wyoming's emergency medical services. They keep going even when the wheels literally fall off. According to Cowboy State Daily, a report from the Wyoming Department of Health shows that the state faces a $30 million annual funding gap just to keep EMS agencies operating. Many rely on volunteers, fundraising, and aging equipment, and unlike fire or law enforcement, EMS is not classified as an essential service, meaning cities and counties aren't required to fund it. Winter makes everything harder. Crews drive long, remote highways in dangerous storms with vehicles that can't always keep up. Recent years have seen ambulances slide off highways, break down mid-transport, or in one tragic 2022 crash near Rawlins, get hit by a semi, killing an EMT. Small towns are also struggling with equipment shortages. Lusk recently had only one working ambulance and sought emergency funds to replace failing rigs. Rural agencies say volunteer numbers are shrinking as training takes months and most people can't take time off work. As Upton EMS Supervisor Tiffany Ryman puts it, no one thinks about an ambulance until they need one. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.